This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We're going to close the New Yorker Radio Hour today with the actor and comedian Mike Birbiglia. Mike's got some thoughts to share on a subject that's pretty dark, but seems to be on most people's minds lately. Here's Mike Birbiglia.
This is the first time I have spent long stretches imagining my own death. And I feel like I'm okay with some versions of my own death. Like maybe I go for a nice long walk, I have dinner with my wife and daughter, maybe a phone call with an old college friend, and then a meteor hits the earth. Sign me up for that death. Or maybe this, I take a guitar lesson with Paul Simon, he teaches me The Boxer, and then, for no justifiable reason, I play the song perfectly. Like better than Simon and Garfunkel in Central Park in 1981. And after I play the final note, Paul looks over at me and says, "That was really good, Mike." And then the building explodes. Obviously, in that scenario, we both die instantly, and then the headline reads, "Paul Simon and unknown comedian die after perfect jam session." There's actually one last death scenario I'd be okay with. To recap, it's dinner with my family and then a meteor. Number two, Simon and Birbiglia followed by explosion. The third and final death scenario I'm okay with is my wife and daughter and I go to the beach. We have a bonfire, which is prepared by bonfire professionals who make sure it's not too hot, but perfect for s'mores. And we make s'mores. Oh, actually, no, wait. That's after we make a bonfire pizza with dough flown in from Frank Pepe's in New Haven. So we do bonfire pizza, then bonfire s'mores, and then my wife leans over to me privately, because our daughter's only five, and she says, "If anything ever happened to you, I want you to know that we would be okay, and that you've given us more than we could hope for in three lifetimes. So God forbid anything happens, we will be fine." And then I say, "I love you both." And I walk into the water, and I am eaten by a shark. Quickly. The key there actually is quickly. And then the headline reads, "Unknown comedian killed by shark after he kills with thousands of audience members." Those are the ways I'm okay dying. But these days, it's not like that. It's much grimmer. It's hacking coughs and scorching fevers and ventilators and intubations and people sharing their final words with their families through a bad connection on a cell phone. So my only remaining hope in this awful simulation is that if I find myself in a hospital, hooked up to a ventilator that is about to be taken from me, that I will be aided by an adequate amount of medical delirium to actually believe that the last thing I see is Paul Simon, leaning over to say, "Mike, you played that final note perfectly."
Mike Birbiglia. You can read his piece in the Daily Shout section of NewYorker.com.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.